Shut up and sit down.
Hey guys, and welcome to Revivolution Radio with your host, me, Josh Clifford, and our co-host, Mark Paul.
Hi everybody. I hope y'all are ready to talk about things that we're not supposed to talk about in dinner parties.
That's right. And I'm glad you put that in tag in there because I always forget.
Yeah.
He's picking up the slack, ladies and gentlemen, picking up the slack. I appreciate that. So, you want to lead off with headlines? You want to talk a little bit? How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing pretty good. Woke up rough.
Yeah.
Really painful morning.
You sounded rough this morning.
Yeah, I was in a lot of pain, but I'm
doing better now.
I've laughed a lot of it out, got the endorphins going. We're in good shape.
Good
now.
Deal.
Yeah.
In a good mood?
I'm in a really good mood. You know, I recorded a phone call this morning, and I want to share it with our audience. I had a really great phone call that really kind of got me picked up and ready to go today.
Okay.
It's my Aunt Nan. She serves.
Oh, yeah.
She serves in Congress. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Very, very, very famous Aunt Nan.
Yes, my Aunt Nan. And she's always good for a pick-me-up. Her spirit just lifts you right up out of the miry clay.
You're going to play that for us.
Yeah, we'll play that phone call here in a little bit.
Well, let's see if I can't dampen your spirits a little bit.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Our wonderful, illustrious governor of the state of Ohio, Mike DeWine.
Hop along, DeWine.
Yeah, he was in an interview with CNN today.
Oh, lovely.
And he invented rights.
He did what?
He invented a right. Here it is. You
ready?
That's
awesome. I can't wait.
He said, for the first time, going out to different retail establishments to make sure people are, in fact, wearing a mask. If you are 65 or you are diabetic, you have every right to expect people to have a mask on.
Wow.
So you have the right to expect someone else to wear something.
I think that's awesome that he thought about me.
Isn't that kind of what they do in primarily Muslim nations?
Yes.
I expect women to have their head covers if
right.
I'm there.
You know?
That's what they do. That's not what we do.
Right.
Yeah, he invented
that's
the right
pretty
today.
Awesome.
Speaking of,
So diabetics have more rights than non-diabetics then?
Well, their right to expect you to wear a mask trumps your right not to wear a mask.
Oh, I see. I got you.
In his world.
Great.
Which goes along with today, he tweeted.
Our governor tweets?
He did.
Wow.
His tweet was that the Ohio Department of Health issued a revised health order to limit mass gatherings. And this is what the health order said.
Oh, I can't wait.
No socializing or activities in open congregate areas and no dancing.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. So if you expect to go to the local disco and do the chicken dance, you're out of luck.
Well, that's it. I'm calling Kevin Bacon. We need Ren. Where's Ren when we need him?
I know, right? Here's the next one. Guests must be seated at all times. You're not allowed to stand up. So I guess you have to come in like a wheelchair.
Right.
Traditional wedding.
Wait, I'd better take a urinal with me because I pee a lot.
Right, then you can't get up and go to the bathroom. You have to wheel yourself there. Traditional wedding reception events such as first dance, toast, tossing the bouquet, and cutting the cake are permitted. Thank you.
Gee.
Thank you.
Wow.
Comrade DeWine.
Yes, thank you, Uncle Mike.
Right.
Wow.
So that begs the question, where does the state get off writing permits for eating cake?
That's a good question. What department are we supposed to call to apply for those permits?
The cake eating department.
That's probably about right, too.
Right. I mean, we have all kinds of other departments. Or you might, if you're wanting to have a dance, you have to call the dance department.
Yes. Get a dancing permit.
And the toasting department. But don't get that confused with the toast department, because if you get the toast department, then you're just going to get cooked bread.
Yeah, and then if you get the wrong permit, all your guests will be upset. You'll be embarrassed. The bride will have the worst day of her life, which is supposed to be the most memorable, amazing day of her life. It's supposed to be fairy tale, and we get toast and champagne mixed up. That'd be all bad.
If serving food and beverages, guests must be served at their seats. No self-serve buffets. Sorry, Golden Corral.
Right.
And no self-serve bar areas are permitted.
So, you know, back in the day, I've been to a bar or two.
Yeah.
None of them were self-serve. Not one.
Can you imagine?
Dude, see, I had the idea for a vending machine bar.
Yeah?
You just dance floor, lights, jukebox, and vending machines full beer.
Huh. Well,
hands off. Like, just, it's a money machine, literally.
Or, you know what they could do, like vending machines, where you put a quarter in and it does its thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gives right. you a cup or whatever.
Like
or
the like the coffee dispensers, only it's dispensing booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which I can't advocate.
No, I don't either. I don't do that thing anymore.
We don't do that. But that was, it's just that hypothetical.
That was literally an idea I had back in the day. Never
Masks
took off.
Masks must be worn at all times unless actively consuming food or beverages.
Do I have to wear one to watch TV?
That makes for a very awkward first kiss.
Dude, I'm telling you.
At a wedding.
It would make a very awkward first kiss.
Yes.
Because they delineated each and every right that they were allowed to exercise as far as, you know, cutting the cake.
Yeah.
You know, and all this stuff. But they didn't even bring up the kiss. So you must have to
Maybe
have
it's not allowed.
It's either not allowed or they just assumed that everybody would figure out that you have to wear the mask for that too.
One of these days we're going to have to call Big Papa.
Yeah.
See what we're allowed
to
do.
Get some clarification.
Get some clarity. No more than 10 people should be seated at a table, and those individuals must be from the same household. So, in other words, the Duggars would not be able to sit together.
No, and you can't have a wedding in one of those old Indian longhouses where the whole tribe sat together at one long table. You can't do that.
So, John and Kate plus 8 would end up being John and 4 plus Kate and 4.
Yes.
You'd have to separate that. No, that's 10.
That's
so
still 10.
I guess they'd be okay.
They'd be all right. As long as they didn't have like any extended family members come along.
Yeah, and speaking of COVID, the New York Post released an article yesterday about a study that was done in Milan, Italy. And they say that COVID-19 may have been around in Italy as early as September 2019.
That was a year ago.
Yeah, so that was before the travel ban. That was before
the
Wuhan lockdowns.
Craziness.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It could have been around. There may be some credence to these folks walking around saying that they had it around Thanksgiving or
after
the first of the year.
You guys were sick.
Yeah, we were sick during Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is not as fun when you can't taste the food.
Right.
I can say that firsthand. Let's see. What else you want to talk about? More?
Hey, that crazy lady. Not the town council. What was she?
The councilwoman from Portland.
Yes, the Portland crazy lady.
Oh yeah. So, what he's referring to is there's a council member in Portland, Oregon, city commissioner. That's what she is.
Yeah.
By the name of Joanne Hardesty. On November 1st, she called for a ride using
rideshare,
the Lyft app.
Yes.
And somebody picked her up, and she immediately began complaining. She complained about the pickup location. She complained about the windows being open. You name it.
What was her first name again? Was it Karen?
Yeah, that's it. Joanne Hardesty.
Yeah.
AKA Karen. So the driver gets fed up.
Right.
With her complaining constantly. And they had a disagreement vocally and stuff. And so finally he pulls over the car and he's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
You have to get out. And she becomes belligerent. And so he says, lady, I'm going to call the police if you don't get out of my car. Now, I want to remind you who Joanne Hardesty is. She's one of the city commissioners that was promoting the defund the police movement.
She didn't want the cops to get paid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she gets mad at him and calls 911.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, right? Defund them. But I'm going to call them over this, ridiculous thing.
They're going to serve me.
I do want to commend the dispatcher. He remained calm and reminded her.
Well, they're trained for that.
That there was no criminal activity going on. That this was a civil disagreement, and that she was going to have to call somebody else. And then she got mad about that.
Of course.
And he's like, man, he's trying to leave me on the side of the road, and he's like, ma'am, it's his car. That's not a criminal thing. And then she said something about the windows being rolled up. He said, ma'am, that's his car. That is a civil disagreement. You're going to have to settle that somewhere else. Do not call 911 for these things.
Beautiful.
Right. So that was
Well, there's
nuts.
More to that story.
Is there?
There's more to the story.
What is it?
Well, I believe that article showed her picture. Didn't you show me that earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was it that made the comment about her famous movie appearance?
I think it was Mark Levin.
Was it Mark Levin?
I think it was.
Yeah. If y'all don't know who she is, you need to Google her or use your favorite search engine. I prefer DuckDuckGo, but whatever. And look up this Hardesty lady and get a look at this gal. She's something else.
So, our next piece of lunacy from the left is Ilhan Omar recently called the Trump rallies and the pro-Trump events that happened over the weekend Klan rallies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's saying that 73 million Americans are members of the KKK.
Yeah.
When does this stuff stop? I thought, you know, if she believes that Biden's going to be the next president, then
why are they still bashing Trump?
Yeah. Why are we still doing this?
And why is Biden also amassing every penny he can find from unspent war chests in the, you know, election campaign funds to fight all these lawsuits? If he's confident that he's won and he's done it on the up and up, why has he got to fight the lawsuits?
Well, I think the reason why he's trying to raise money is because he's not planning on getting any Christmas presents.
Oh.
Yeah. CNN's Jake Tapper said this morning that Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
You're a mean one.
I know, right? Grinch. Yeah, he's totally a Grinch. Right. He's trying to steal Christmas.
Maybe,
well,
maybe. Now, wait a minute. Maybe Jake is on our side. Maybe he's warning us of what the Grinch Biden is going to do.
I don't know.
That we're supposed to have Christmas on the down low, but before Christmas.
Well, if you think, you know, people on the right are incensed now.
Yeah.
Take Christmas away, see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right. You know, Apple's already trying to take all our Christmas classics away, all our movies that we love to watch, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Did they get that too?
Yeah.
No, I thought they just did the Peanuts.
No, they got Peanuts, and they also got a bunch of the holiday films as well.
That's
from what I understand. I could be wrong.
They've been trying to take it off the air for years.
Yeah.
You know, because it has bullying in it.
Yeah. And because Rudolph was bullied because the abominable snowman character is clearly a white supremacist as well.
Yeah.
And the Yukon, what's the Yukon guy's
name?
Yukon
Cornelius.
Cornelius, yeah. You know, he's obviously some type of racist of something.
You know,
something.
My he's one of my favorite characters in the show.
Well, yeah, how can he not be?
And my favorite part is when he like licks the pickaxe. He's like,
yeah, tasting gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, nothing.
Nothing.
Drat.
Yeah. Right? He's awesome.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite Christmas shows, by the way. And it is annoying that anybody's trying to tackle that. But
I know.
What do you expect? I mean, they have nothing else to do.
Yep.
I mean, we have good news. Imagine being that bored that you just have to find stuff.
To
try to take away from people.
Yeah, to be mad about. And yeah, I mean, that's basically what the entire left is all about right now. Taking away as much as they can that makes life joyful and worth living, which is why, you know, suicides are skyrocketing everywhere. So, you know, there's that.
Right.
Do we have any good news?
I have. What's the good news?
I'm asking, is there any?
The good news is Jake Tapper's wrong. Christmas is going on as scheduled all around the country.
All around the world, because...
That's right, all around the world.
Yeah, Jesus didn't just die, come to the planet and die for the sins of Americans.
That's right.
Some people think that, but that's not true.
Let's see, is there any good news today? Yeah, here's some good news.
Do tell.
Depending on, you know, where you stand.
Yeah.
So, Maria Bartiromo, over the weekend...
She's a beast.
She had two guests on what is known as formerly known as the Fox News Network.
Yes.
Actually, she's on Fox Business.
Right.
And she had Rudy Giuliani on her show.
Mm-hmm.
And Sidney Powell, who's the former, or still currently the attorney for Mike Flynn.
Yes.
And she's now on the Trump reelection team.
Right.
You know, their
fair election team.
You're right. Yeah. And so Rudy goes on and he starts talking about the evidence that they have for corrupt elections.
The tsunami of evidence.
Well, he makes a bunch of allegations. That's right. What I'll say. He didn't give away any direct evidence. And nor would I expect him to on national television how he's going to fight it in court.
Yeah, not until the indictments come down.
Right. So anyway, he goes on, he breaks some news on that front about the company Dominion and, one of their
subsidiaries
or whatever, where they come from, how, why they exist.
how they were banned under another name before in the United States in 2010 and all that.
Right. So, and then Sydney Powell comes on. And Sydney Powell's she's like a bit of a rock star when it
Dude,
comes to
being a monster. Are you kidding
attorney.
Me?
Like, if I'm going to court, I want her on my side.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be on the other side of the bench.
Exactly. And she gets on there and she talks about as many as millions of votes, possibly millions of votes, turning from Biden to Trump using this Dominion software.
Yeah.
And how simple it is and how that was what it was created for.
Right. It was built to steal elections.
In South America.
Yeah.
In elections in South America. And she ties it to one of the guys who's on Biden's transition team.
Ooh.
And she was asked, that she said, you know, Maria said, can you prove these things that you're saying? And her response was one of the most beautiful responses ever. She said, I never say anything I can't prove.
Ooh.
So
nice.
Now, like I said, that could be good news, depending on which side you're on. It could be bad news, you know, for the other side, whatever. But at this juncture, right now, it's all just allegations.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
If you're a Trump person, then all you can do is sit and hope and pray. And if you're a Biden person, then all you can do is sit, hope, and pray.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that we're all exactly. in the same boat when Pretty it comes much, to yeah. that. Yeah. But anyway.
We're just praying for two completely different countries.
And what we should be praying about as Christians is that whoever the rightful legal vote getter is,
yes,
that should be our president.
Exactly.
And we'll accept it no matter what.
Yeah, because this is about election integrity. This is about the foundations of what our democracy is built upon.
Sure.
And that's more important than who ends up in the White House for 4 years.
We have to be able to trust the system.
And the processes.
Right. It's going to be, it's a flawed system. Oh, all of them are.
Yeah.
But we need to make these corrections. If what they're saying is true, where you have whole states flipping, and the states that use this software include Nevada, mm-hmm. Arizona, mm-hmm. Michigan,
Ouch.
Pennsylvania. And Georgia.
Hey, it's all these states.
And Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's all these states that are up in the air that looked like there was all shenanigans.
Exactly.
Go figure.
So.
Dude, is there such a thing as a coincidence? Is that a thing?
I want to be honest, and for the good of the nation,
yeah,
I hope the allegations are wrong.
Well, yeah. Just.
I hope nobody cheated at that level.
Yeah, not like that.
Right.
You
know, so,
but a little bit of ballot stuffing here and there in Philadelphia, you know,
that always happens.
We're used to it.
Yeah. That's happened in every election in United States history, probably with maybe the exception of like the first one, George Washington.
How many people actually voted in that election?
Like, wasn't many.
Like 50?
Yeah. It wasn't many. But anyway, so that's the headlines for right now. And when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to let them in on this special phone call that you shared with your Aunt Nan, this very famous Aunt Nan.
My famous Aunt Nan who works in Washington, D.C.
This morning.
Yes.
All right.
Going to be awesome.
We'll be back after this at the Revivolution Radio Show.
Come on back, folks.
Welcome back to the Revivolution Radio Show. I'm Josh Clifford, your host, along with our co-host, Mark Paul.
Hey, guys.
And this is a very special segment. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Oh, yeah.
I've not heard the copy yet. I want to hear it live with the listeners as we experience this together. It's a phone call from Mark to his very famous Aunt Nan.
She is such a special lady. I love her so much.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. She really is. And I hope, she gets a lot of bad press sometimes. But
you get that when you're in Congress.
Yeah, and I just think she's largely misunderstood.
Okay.
And I think that's what it's all about. And I hope this phone call helps clear some of that up.
All right.
So
here it is.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Hello?
Hi, Nan. Aunt Nan. It's your nephew Mark out in Ohio.
Nephew?
Yeah.
I have a nephew?
Your brother's son.
Oh, okay.
The cute one.
How you doing?
I'm good. When did you start talking like you're from Texas?
I hate Texas.
How come? What's wrong with Texas?
It's red.
Well, they're rednecks, so it's supposed to be.
And I ain't talking the good red.
I know. You're talking about Orange Man Bad Red.
I hate that guy.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's so mean and racist.
What has he done that's racist, Nan?
He said bad things.
Like what?
Hold on just a second. Sorry. Throat was dry. I had to have a drink.
Man, it's like 9:30 in the morning in California right now.
I know, but here in Washington, D.C. D.C.! I love this place.
Nan, it's a swamp. What do you love about it?
It's a blue swamp.
Oh, I see.
And it's got alligators. I love alligators. You love alligators?
Only the ones in Florida. I like to go
visit them. That place.
What's wrong with Florida, Nan? Nan, there are a bunch of nice
people
down there.
It's a bunch of old Republicans.
Nancy, Aunt, come on, man. You got to understand.
I'm not a man.
All right, Aunt Nan. Listen.
Listen,
Aunt Nan, there's a lot of Cuban immigrants there, and you tell everybody you love immigrants.
I do love immigrants. When they're from Mexico, I don't like the Cuban
Why not?
Immigrants.
What's wrong?
Well, they say that I'm a commie.
Yeah, they do?
Yeah, and I'm a socialist. Like AOC.
Oh, socialist.
Smoshy.
Well, what if you're not a socialist, then why are you aligning yourself with socialists?
I don't even know anybody. It's a smosh. One of those things.
Okay, so you believe in capitalism then?
No.
Why not?
Well, I believe in a little bit of capitalism. Because I gotta have somebody to tax.
Well, yeah, otherwise you go broke.
I love taxes.
I know. Yeah, we know.
They make me lots of money.
Yes, they do, Nan. They do. That they definitely
do. Did you get that birthday card I sent you?
Yes, Aunt Nan, I did get the birthday card you sent me.
You're supposed to send me a little money for that.
Well, Aunt Nan, it took me about 3 hours to fill out all the fake ballots that you sent in with the card. And I sent you those back. You got
that
those.
That was in the wrong package. That was supposed to go to Philadelphia. Crap. Well,
I sent it to your townhouse in San Francisco, Aunt Nan.
Oh, well, maybe they'll send it to me sometime.
They should.
I'm not going to that cesspool.
What's wrong with your home district, Aunt Nan?
It's pooping in the streets. Those bums.
Those are your voting constituents, Aunt Nan.
They just poop in the streets.
Well, they got nowhere else to go. You taxed them out of their homes.
They didn't have no taxes. If they had tax money coming in, if those people paid taxes, then I could hire somebody to shovel the poop. Listen, little Marky. I want to tell you something.
Yes, Aunt Nan. Go ahead.
Bums don't pay taxes.
So why don't you, what are you going to do about all those homeless bums?
I'm gonna get rid of the orange man.
How's that going to help the poor homeless drug addicts in your district?
It ain't, but they'll keep voting. I just keep telling them, I'm going to give you some.
Well, you're already giving them free methadone.
I got to keep giving them that sugar. I got to keep giving it to them. If I don't give it to them, somebody will. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, you got me tickled.
Okay, Dan, you have a great week. I'll call you next week and check on you, okay?
Hey, my birthday's coming up. Yeah, don't you forget.
I won't.
You're send me at least a 6-pack. Or I'm going to write you out of my will. Did you get that, Ronnie's?
No.
It sound like you got the Rona.
No, I'm just a little choked up, Nan. It's been a long time.
What state are you living in these days?
I'm still in Ohio.
Lock it down. Lock it down. We got that baby DD wine down there, and he'll lock it down for me. I'm gonna call him right now. Bye, baby.
Bye, Aunt Nan. Love you.
That was the best phone call I've ever heard in my life.
I'm telling you. Can you not be in a better mood now?
She obviously loves you very much.
She does. She's so special. I mean, you know, I got a lot of aunts. I got a lot of, and I have even more uncles.
Yeah.
And it's weird how they all seem to be either in Hollywood or politics or, you know, even in these crazy international areas of expertise. It's just, I don't know. And I ended up doing this. So I don't know how that happened.
Right.
But yeah, so, you know, maybe we'll make some more phone calls in the future. But
well, if it's up to Jake Tapper, you won't be able to see her at Christmas. And if it's up to DeWine and Newsom and
New Jersey's governors,
you won't see her at Thanksgiving either.
We've already figured that out.
Yeah. Going to do mail-in Thanksgiving?
No. We're having mail-in Thanksgiving at Aunt Ann's hairdressers.
Oh, well. How about that? Yeah, that sounds like a plan that'll work.
Apparently, we've all been, the whole family's been invited to Governor Newsom's Christmas celebration. So
wow.
We'll see. We'll get to see each other.
That's incredible.
And I don't think we'll have to wear a mask either.
So speaking of Newsom and the election, we talked about that before we went to the break.
Yeah.
And listened to that fantastic phone call. I want to share this tweet with you from Mark Cuban.
Yes. Love that dude.
Right. He says, "For those considering donating to Republicans or Democrats in the Georgia Senate runoffs, can you please reconsider and donate that money to your local food bank and organizations that can help those without food or shelter? Let's put Americans in need above politics."
Boy, that hits you right in the feels. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Somebody with some money that telling you what they plan to do with their money, yep. I hope,
yeah,
and trying to get others to do the same. Exactly. That's an awesome thing.
That's like back in the day when we had the whole "We Are the World" thing, you know, World Hunger for Children,
absolutely,
thing. I mean, didn't raise any money, but it made the country feel good about it.
When you think about the money that we spend on elections,
yeah,
I mean, when we talk about Mitch McConnell, his reelection bid, and the money that the Democrats spent to defeat him.
Yeah.
And you talk about Lindsey Graham and his reelection bid and the money that
millions.
Was spent there, hundreds of millions.
And the $1 billion that Soros threw at an election and didn't net him
and Bloomberg.
Squat. And Bloomberg, yeah.
And they literally got nothing for their money.
Nothing for their money.
Now we have this runoff race coming up.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have already said that they're gonna funnel another $20 million into that campaign, that reelection campaign.
Yep.
And I've seen Democrats that are all saying that they'll do the same thing. Andrew Yang, who's a billionaire or whatever he is.
Actors and actresses from Hollywood.
All saying that they're going to move there and vote for him and spend money on it and all this. So John Legend comes out and he retweets Mark Cuban.
Right.
And this is what he says.
Oh, geez. Let me fasten my seatbelt.
"I get that politics is annoying and contentious. But the bottom line is that the Senate flipping would be far more impactful than a food bank donation. We need massive stimulus and aid to individuals and small businesses. Government needs to do this. Charity isn't sufficient."
Wow.
Now,
help me, state. Help us.
Right.
Help us, Uncle Sam.
I don't get why people don't understand that the state is not the answer. Charity is.
Right. That's because they are the antithesis of common sense, number one. And number two, they hate the Bible, and the Bible explains how this is all supposed to work.
Right. That we are supposed to be generous.
Yes.
To those in need.
Yeah.
Now, the Bible said, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's," right? Yeah. We all get that. We're not saying don't pay taxes or anything like that.
Yeah.
But what we're saying, in addition to your taxes, you should be giving out to families in need and those around you everything that you possibly can.
Well, Christ followers are supposed to be the most generous people on the planet.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't, there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
There's a disconnect.
I think the prosperity gospel had a little bit of a part to play in that. You know,
no, I think,
you got all these preachers saying,
I think that's backward.
God wants you to be prosperous and successful and blessings and throw open the windows of heaven and dump wheelbarrows of gold on you.
I think the prosperity gospel is a byproduct of that mindset.
Of the selfishness of humans.
Yes, absolutely. Well,
of course it is.
But I'm saying even a byproduct of the mentality that government's supposed to do, it's supposed to save us.
Right.
I think that all goes hand in hand.
So if the
I think it all works together.
Now, because my taxes are supposed to help the poor through welfare and housing and all that stuff, I'm allowed
to
keep
it. I don't have to give.
Yeah, I don't have to give it. I can keep everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That mentality.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my part because
yeah.
I'm paying the taxes. It's not the government's job to do that.
Well, that goes right back
the churches.
Well, it's our foundational belief that there's supposed to be, you know, the separation between church and state is only a one-way deal.
Right.
You know. There's nothing that says anywhere that we're supposed to keep God out of our government.
And the other thing is that if we're taxed by the government, it takes away our ability to be charitable.
Right, right.
It takes that ability that we have away.
Yeah.
Because it takes it out of our pocket and puts it in theirs. And I'm going to tell you that I am a lot more efficient with my money and effective with my money than the government is, because it's got to go through 70,000 rungs of bureaucracy.
Yeah, it's got to pass
before it ever gets to somebody in need.
Yeah, and it changes hands so many times, and every time it does, a penny gets pulled out.
Absolutely. And when you get so many pennies pulled out, next thing you know, you're left with nothing.
Yeah, you ain't got a dollar.
But if you go down, buy the food, feed the people,
yep,
or you go down to the pantry and give them the money, they buy the food and feed the people, then the pantries don't have all that overhead.
Right.
That Congress does.
Exactly.
You know, to line the pockets of people like your Aunt Nan.
Yeah.
Sorry, you.
It's all right.
But anyway.
Hey, she is what she is. We've come to accept it. We love her anyway. Despite her laundry list of flaws.
Did you see the MAGA? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've already picked out her Christmas present, and it was pretty easy to get it to her.
No, please tell me it's a piggy bank.
No, I just called the local liquor store.
Well. Let's get into this last topic.
Yeah.
Did you see the Million MAGA March over the weekend?
I did. I participated.
Yeah, locally?
Yes, locally. I did not. I cannot travel that far. So some friends from church, we all did our thing. We had our little mini MAGA march at the at the courthouse here in town and got a permit and everything.
Now somebody like where we live, or somewhere like we live.
Yeah.
That's not dangerous.
Not completely. No,
nobody's going to come out and, you know, try to
run over you or,
right,
you know, or
knock you unconscious like what happened in Washington, D.C.
Throw Molotov cocktails at you.
I didn't know if you saw that, but in Washington, D.C., BLM and Antifa came out, both
terrorist
organizations, in my opinion.
That's all they know how to do.
And when the sun started to go down and, you know, the wolves came out, they started to attack elderly Trump supporters.
I saw that.
Knocking them unconscious. I mean, beating them up, pouring stuff on them, you know, you name it.
Well, they're like hyenas. They only go after the weak and sick at the back of the herd. So.
Exactly. And one of the guys that knocked one of the Trump supporters unconscious, they caught him on video and figured out who he is. And he's actually a child molester from way back.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a registered sex offender for abuse of a child.
Wow. Not surprised.
Now, if I'm a leader of any organization, I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him as my face.
Yeah, I don't want him to be the front man of that band.
I don't want him be in the back.
Yeah, I don't even want him on the stage.
Exactly. Yeah. I want him out of the picture.
And that's like the fourth one. Like Kyle Rittenhouse, one of the guys he shot was a registered sex offender, child predator.
It's a scary thing.
Yep.
That basically what you have is criminals running the streets after dark and the police handcuffed and they can't do anything about it because the mayor of whichever city they may be in or the governor or whatever it is tells them to stand down all the time.
Yep.
Which is one of the reasons why 73 million Americans came out and voted for Trump, because he took a position of law and order.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, that was the dispute that he and Mark Esper had.
Mm-hmm.
Was he wanted to use, you know, the military to squash the, you know,
mm-hmm.
Uprisings.
Yeah.
And Esper didn't want him to, and they had a disagreement about that, so Trump fired him.
Yeah.
And we may disagree on this, but I agree with Esper. I don't believe that the military should be used against American citizens unless absolutely and utterly necessary.
Oh, yeah.
To put down rebellion like Lincoln did. But I don't think we're there yet.
No, I have no problem with them being on site as a show of force, of protection for law enforcement. But that's all they need to be. They need to be the last line of defense. You know, they don't move until absolute pandemonium and chaos breaks out. And, you know, if police are overrun, you know, and there's no hope, you know, police are losing lives, that kind of thing, you know, then we require more force to quell it. Then I have no problem with, you know, a battalion being on standby,
right?
You know, being, you know, a ready force, you know, capable and standing way out of sight, you know, hanging out of the military base, but being ready to go, like truck started, ammo loaded, and say, okay, if things go sideways, we got to go in and we got to get the cops out. You know, we got to save civilians.
There's a fundamental reason for this too,
yeah.
And that is that, yes, people have the right to peaceful assembly.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have the right to riot.
Right.
Or a violent assembly.
Exactly.
That is an uprising.
Exactly.
And
it's called insurrection.
Yes, that insurrection has to be
dealt with
because of the rights of the individuals that are not involved.
Exactly. You know, like, you know, I mean, yeah, we can learn some lessons of what not to do if you're a National Guardsman trying to report to a riotous situation at a college. We know what not to do. We know what doesn't work.
Sure.
We learn that the hard way at Kent State, you know, and I think we learned that lesson for good. I don't think that.
I think we learned a lot from Waco and Ruby Ridge
and all
the other,
uses
of military force when they shouldn't.
Right. So, yeah. You know, but I mean, these thugs, these criminals, they have to know that, yes, there's a penalty to be paid for your actions.
When you break the law, there are consequences.
Exactly.
That's what the bottom line has to be.
And just because,
or we don't have a nation.
Right. And just because the police may not be up to the task, there are people out there that are. You know, like, you know, I guarantee you, if DJT just gave the word in a tweet, it'd be all over. We could put these things down in a heartbeat, and a cop wouldn't even have to show up.
Let's pray he doesn't do that, and let's pray he doesn't have to.
I know.
That's where we need to be.
From your lips to God's ears.
Because at the end of the day, we are all Americans.
Most of us, yeah.
Unless they're, you know, illegal immigrants or something like
that. Yeah.
Yes, we're all Americans. And we go to sleep under the same sky with the same stars and the same moon.
Yep.
And that's being tended to by the same God.
Yes.
So that's, I think that's a good place to end for today.
Yeah.
We'll pick it back up on our next episode tomorrow.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us at this awesome, beautiful day with less wind.
A little bit warmer, a little drier.
Yeah. And it's supposed to get warmer as it goes.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Although I'm not a meteorologist. I only play one on the weekends.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm Josh Clifford.
I'm Mark Paul.
And this is Revivolution Radio. Have a great day.
Love you guys. Peace.
Music by bensound.com.